Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Vayeshev Chanukah. Tavshin Pei Beis Alunish Lei Nishmas Rakhapabas of Moshe. Mezuz Hashem for us to have Litcha Chanukah in Yerushalayim Hakodesh. The first idea comes to us from Yeruchim Lvovitz, the Das Toiro, opening puzzle to our Parshas Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Midbar Yaviv, Be'eretz Canaan. Yaakov lives in there. Tosol, he settled down in Rashi, quotes the Chazal that tells the Medrash that says, Bikesh Yaakov Shesha B'Shav of Kavaz Alev Ragaz Losha Yosef. Yaakov, you know, he just dealt with Lavan. He dealt with Esav. He wanted to chill out a little bit. He knows at the end of the day, he just wanted to rest. Now, the Ruchim has a beautiful, beautiful insight at the end of the day. Why is it so wrong to want to live in serenity? Yaakov desired to live in serenity, not so he could just chill and watch Netflix all day. He wanted to be able to engage in Ruchnius. What's going on over here? What was so bad? Says the Ruchim, at the end of the day, yes, he went through Lavan, he went through Esav, he went through everything. But every occurrence in this world can make you a better person. Every single thing we do, we have to be able to say, how can this make me a better person? How can I pass this test? How can I live a little more elevated? Says Yuv Ruchim. Of course, Yaakov, you know, was maybe on his level. He just realized that he could. That every single test we go through, we be able to improve. We have to always be looking to succeed. It's not saying Chasham something against negative Yaakov, but it's saying Chizik for us. Chizik for us is saying everything that happens in our life, it's an opportunity for us to be able to grow. We have to never make sure that always we're most of a hoylich. Right? The Gemara and Shabbos, the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says we say 8 to 1. If 8 nights of Chanukah, eight candles in the first night, 7, right? Pochos v'holich. But we don't pass on like Beis Shammai. Most of holich. First night 1, second night 2, third night 3. Every single night we're trying to be able to go on. And this is something we said last week in the few weeks before the Rebbe Rabbonim. Yitzchak Avinu was Bami Ber Lachai Roi in Parshas Chayisora. Yitzchak Avinu was coming back from Ber Lachai Roi. Bami Ber, what does it mean? Bami Ba. What's his lashon of double Ba? Bami Ber Lachai Roi, because he was coming. He was always looking to grow, always looking for the new insight. Most of all, always looking to grow. Never just being settled, never just being fine where he is. What an incredible business for Rabbi Rucham, the Gemara and Shabbos, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Rabbanu. Moving on to idea number 2. Second idea. Ela told us that next pasuk. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef ben Shvaz. Shana chayro asachav. So for who nar is bnei bilav is bnei bilzla nesha aviv. He was a nar. So Rashi says, why was he a nar? But who nar? My sinar is misakin the sarim and lamasha beino kadesh yeneri yofa. Then Yosef had these childish things that he was playing with his hair. Look at the Emes Yaakov from last week. Why maybe Yosef was doing this? Actually, from Vayetze, Daniel Stanas, Chamud Daniel quotes Emes Yaakov, an incredible insight. But what's his lashon of nar? Nar. Says the Beis Aharon, besides being just doing these childish things, that Yosef was constantly being on a nar, right? Yaakov only goes back to face off Esav once he has the Eish Lahovo, like he said in today's Haftarah. Who nar? Tommy Hayab Bechina's nar. What's nar? Vishvichopam, his chadish, mechadish, baburus, so he's baruch. He was a nar in his avodas Hashem. He never got stale and never got old. Right? Why did Yaakov even go back to once Yosef was born? Then he could go back because Yosef was the fire. Eish lahava, he was the fire. Nar by Yosef. What does this mean? He didn't act childishly. A little deeper idea for Yosef is that everything was with freshness, with excitement, with passion and energy. He was a nar, he was a child, and everything he did in his avodas Hashem. This is the Sas Emes tells us what Chanukah is all about. Yisrael, Kisarisa, look at me, we just named today, Chayit B'nai Yisrael, after Yaakov Avinu. Yisrael is Gematria 5:41. Rav Weinberger loves saying this Gematria. 5:41, we take out the Eish out of Yisrael, take out the fire out of Yisrael. What are you left? You left with Amalek, you left with Yavan, you left with Esav, you left with coldness. But part of Chanukah is Kinei Mitzvah of the Torah, or it's not just good enough to be Jewish, to be on fire for our Yiddishkeit. Our Yiddishkeit to be filled with nar, so with passion and energy. What a beautiful influx of the Beis Aharon of Karlin and the Sas Emes. Moving on to idea number 3. Still sticking around in Rishon, Paraklad Znat Lamazayan, Pasuk Dalet from the Mishmeres Itamar. Vitamar Mikunsa Levelkeli Leveli. I'm not going to be able to pronounce it. We'll call it the Mishmeres Itamar. They saw that their father loved Yosef more than everybody else, but he knew so they hated him. They weren't able to speak peacefully with him. What's this lush? What's the deeper lashon? Ki osu ahav aviyam mikolachav. What are they, 4 years old? They're talking about the shvatim akidoshim. They're upset that their father loves someone else better. Says Mishmer Sitamar, no. They weren't, God forbid, thinking about themselves. They were thinking about their brother. The people, they saw Yosef had a clear passion in the apple of the eye of Yaakov. But they weren't thinking about themselves. Nothing to do with them. You weren't jealous of their personal thing. because they wanted to make sure that Yaakov, that the other brothers felt loved, that the other brothers felt they were doing it for the honor of their other brother. They didn't have them. Reuven felt about Reuven. Shimon felt about Shimon. No, Shimon felt about Reuven. Reuven felt about Shimon. At the end of the day, to think about someone else, not thinking about yourself. Listen to this Maisa. It's brought down in the Blizzard Gelzah biography. Chanukah 1939. Well, we know what's going on in 1939. Chanukah 1939. Rebbetzin Dessler took her daughter to Vilna, where they visited their uncle, Rabban Shal Yisrael Chaim Oizer Grudzinski. The elder Galdo carried the burdens of Klal Yisrael, warmly received them, and he wanted to give Rebbetzin Dessler's daughter some Chanukah gilt. And she said, "No, I don't need any money." Chanukah gilt, said Chaim Oizer, said, isn't given because you need it, but it's because the giver loves you. Let me say that again. Rav Chaim Oizer, the great Goyin, Rav Chaim Oizer Grudzinski, Chanukah gelt isn't given because you need it, but because the giver loves you. And during that same visit, he gave her a gift, a bracelet, and he belonged to his wife, the sister of Rav Dessler's mother. At the end of the day, to think about someone else. Chanukah is a time. The whole world is thinking about me, me, me. What about giving to others? Thinking about others. This is the inside of the Mishmeres Itamar. That the brothers weren't thinking about themselves. Their own kavod. They're thinking about the kavod of their brother versus Yosef. Not the kavod on himself. That's a very childish way to look at the Shvatim. They're looking about the kavod of someone else. What a beautiful insight from the Mishmeres Itamar and the Maisa Rav Chaim Oizer. In the middle of the Cheshech of what was going on in 1939. What an ore, what a light in the middle of such Cheshech. Moving on to Adi number 4. The number 4 comes to us in the Divrei Yisrael, the Majetz, the Rebbe, who was Yotzev just this week, Yud Gimel Kislev. Vayomer, Lamed Zayin to Zayin. You know, Yosef goes out to Shechem, he's looking out for his brothers. Vayomer, Sachai Anochi Mevakish, Hagidin Anali Yifohem Rahim Rohim. And at the end of the day, the Malach tells him, no, they moved on. But what's this Lashon of Anochi? What's this Anochi? Vayomer, Sachai Anochi. Says the Divrei Yisrael, the Torah himself is giving us a plea. Anochi refers to the Torah. I know Cheshem Alkecha is the stamp of the Aser Sadibers. The Aser Sadibers is the stamp of the Torah. Anoichi had Torah mischanenes from the Mekeshes Yisrael. The Torah is begging and pleading with Klal Yisrael. Es Achai, sheyu ba'ahav of Achtas. Anoichi is really the Torah. It's fulfilling the saying. Make sure Klal Yisrael. Es Achai, haino av of Achva, Anoichi mevakish. Kadosh Baruch says the Torah. I'm begging you to be one with each other. I'm begging you to be one and to be kind and caring to each other because that's what it's all about. And this is exactly what the son of the Divrei Yisrael said in this week's parsha of Vayishlach from today. Excuse me. Ki sarisa melokimi minyavinoshev atuchal. Right after Yaakov Avinu battles Esav and he was victorious. So what's his lashon? Imalokim imanoshim says the Esav brach whose yartzeit was today Tezayin Kislev. Imalokim refers to Ben Adon Lamakom. V'im Anashim refers to Ben Adon L'Chaveiro. Avas Amakom, Avas Abrios. So that's the way to be the Malek. When you have Avas Hashem and Avas Abrios. When you have Ben Adon Lamakom, Ben Adon L'Chaveiro. And he says the Gematria of Im Elokim, Im Anashim is exactly, for what the Kol is exactly Mechiel Samalek. But at the end of the day, if you take the Divrei Yisrael Majid, if you take the Yisrael Bracha, the ultimate insight of the Torah Anoichi, the Rabbanu Shem saying, it's all about Achdus, it's all about caring for about others, it's about caring, showing the love to others, making sure on Chanukah we're spreading the light, we're spreading the or, we're not thinking about ourselves, we're thinking about the Choshech out there, we're thinking about spreading the light. And then when we have that light, we're able to beat up all the Enos of Esav, and we're also ended up, you know, Esav, Amalek comes from Esav. So says the Yisrael Bracha, the Gematria of Im Elokim, Im Anashim, is exactly Gematria, Mechias Amalek. What an incredible insight for the world of Majetz, Divrei Yisrael Majetz, and the son Yisa Bracha of Majetz. Zchusim Yogin Aleim. Moving on to Adi number 5. Zipping ahead now to Shishi. So Yosef gets thrown into jail. They look in Lamed Tes Chaf. Ayikach Adonai Yosef. So, but you know what? Beis Hasar Min Komash Shirtz. Amal Chasurim. Ayisham Beis Hasar. Beis Hasar. Gets thrown into jail after the whole thing with the HS Potiphar. And he's there. Ayisham Beis Hasar. What's the lashon of these last 4 words? Like he sham beisasor, he was there. Shkach, he was there. Very nice. Says the kedushas Levi. It seems to be very extra. Lechayra who he used to be near the hinesh chashpach shalach al dav chas v'sham lo davar do lo tov. Azay lo yasa shibhula begashes. Rak giftach pasha bevada yavach lo toiva. The niyat nachem is gamzu. We know Gemara in Tana says gamzu lo toiva. Because sometimes we have some things that go that don't go our way. We say gamzu lo tova. By he shem sham beisasor. What does that mean? That even says the kedushas Levi. That even though Yosef could have done something, he didn't. He could have said, you know, at the end of the day, this wasn't me, it was a lie. The Kiddush HaSeir tells us, Yosef hadn't had an out. He's saying, I didn't do it. He could have just said, I didn't do it. People don't know me. He didn't, because he realized the bonus shows plan. That's not saying, you know, you shouldn't have a Shabbos. Have a Shabbos. But the Kedushas Levi is saying, is at the end of the day, to be able to realize, look at the great emunah of Yosef Tzadik. Look at the great emunah. That even when the cards were dealt against him, and he had the ability to do something, but he said, you know what, this is the Rebbeinu Shem's plan, Kadosh Baruch has a plan here. And he trusted in the Rebbeinu Shem. At the end of the day, for each and every one of us, to be able to look in the times of our life, he's saying, Al Anisim, the Ram and Biyad, Ma'at and Gibor Miyad, the whole Inyan of Chanukah is emunah. The whole Inyan of Chanukah, even when things don't make sense, to be able to tap into our emunah, even when the things are going up against us, the Ram and Biyad, Ma'at and Gibor Miyad, Chalashim, the Koyach of Emunah, the Koyach of Bitachon, that will bring us to Yeshua, just like you brought Yosef Tzadik, and just like you brought the Chashmonan. Let's review these five ideas. We start off saying from Rav Yochanan Lavovitz, Ayeshev Yaakov, what's wrong with Ayeshev Yaakov? We said this a few years ago, but we have to say it again. Yaakov should be, because he wanted to chill. No, because every single minute, every single opportunity, every single instance we go through life is an opportunity for growth. Yes, he went through Nesaf. Yes, he went through a Lavan. But at the end of the day, we are in this Olam Hazah to work. Ki Adam La'omel Yula, La'omel. We're here to work. And this is Rabbi the Rabbonim. Rabbi Rabbonim says, Bami Bar Bar L'Chayro. Bami, what does it mean? Bami Bar L'Chayro. Bami came from coming. He saw Yitzchak Aviv was always looking to go. Maisiv Aholich, like Beis Hillel, when he crawled into Rabbi Ruchim, Rabbi Rabbonim, the Gemara in Shabbat. Second idea was said, the Beis Aron, Hunar. So Rashi says, Hunar, because he was playing with his hair. Look at the Emes Yaakov of Mayitze. Beautiful insight brought down by the Chamudi Daniel. But for Hunar, says Beis Aron, he was with Nar, he was a passion in his Avodas Hashem. Everything was the excitement and energy and a lichtite with a menorah every single in his life. And the Sfas Emes tells us that if Yisrael is who we are called B'nai Yisrael, 541 is Yisrael. He take it Ish, Alf, Shin out of Yisrael. He left it 541 minus 301, 240 Amalek, which is Esav. Our insight to be able to beat Yavon, our insight to be able to beat Amalek, and to beat Greek, and to beat the coldness of the Western culture. It's not just Davin, but Davin with the Bren, and to learn Torah with the Bren, and to be able to serve the Rebbeinu Shem, and to light Chanukah lift with the Bren, with a fire, and sit by the candles, and to Davin by the candles, and mamash be one with the candles. When we're lighting our neshama, like Rabbi Blazer said, when we're lighting the Chanukah lift, we're not just lighting the candles, we're lighting the menorah within ourselves. The third idea, the Mishmeres Yitamar. What he also call echav, what they get jealous for themselves. No, says the Mishmer Tamar. They're thinking about others. They're thinking about their fellow brother. Reuven was thinking about Shimon, and Shimon was thinking about Levi. That's where Reb Blazer quoted this Maisa, Reb Chaim Oizer, 1939, and the Reb Blazer, Saul Besser, quotes it. And at the end of the day, Reb Chaim Grzinski, in the middle of the beginning of the Choshech of World War II, of the Holocaust, Chaim Oizer wanted to give Reb Zinzelser's daughter some candy, some Chanukah gelt. And she said, I don't need it. She says, Chanukah gelt isn't given to you because you need it, but it's because the giver loves you. To think about someone else, an incredible insight in the Shemeres, Itamar Reb Chaim Oizer. The fourth idea was from the Divrei Torah in Yisabrach of Mojitz, as Achai Anochi, Anochi Mevakish. Anochi Mevakish. The Torah is begging Klai Yisrael, begging us. Make sure, Sachai, you're always looking to help your brothers. You're always going to go to help your brothers and sisters throughout the world. Misa Bracha says, Ki Sarisa Makim Imanashim. Ima Lokim is Ben Adam Malkam. Imanashim is Ben Adam Lachaveiro. If you take the Gamash of Ima Lokim and Imanashim, exactly, with the Koil, exactly Gamash of Mechisa Malik. How do you beat Yavan? How do you beat a Malik? Dafka through Avas Hashem and for Avas Yisrael. Avas Malkam, Avas Abrios. Incredible insight from the Divrei Yisrael, the Yisrael, the fifth and final idea from the Kedushas Levi. Shama Bahi Shama Bahi Sassoar. What's the pasuk coming in to teach us? That yes, says the Kedushas Levi, yes, he had an out. But at the end of the day, Yosef says, I had to realize there's the master plan here. I'm not going to do anything because there's a master plan. Tainis Chav Av, Nachan Ish Gamzu, Gamzu the Tov, everything happens. Kol Dabar Rechman Tov Arek, like Rabbi Akiva. Everything happens for a reason. This is the Sarmah Gedoshim, the Chashmonim, the Kol Koyach of Amunah, even the Rabbi Miatim, Yibam Yad Chalashim, the Koyach of Amunah, Shvizoch of Hashem, to always look for every opportunity in our Avodah Hashem, to fill our lives with passion and excitement in our Yiddishkeit, to understand, to be able to think about others, to make sure that we have that incredible achdus, that'll lead us to Avas Hashem, to Avas Hashem, Avas Hashem, and to make sure we have the Koyach HaMun and the Koyach HaBitachon. Wishing everyone beautiful, good, and early Yutas Kislev, and an early Lech Tuchel Chanukah.